Day 3, Track 14 of the Overnightscape Underground. It is approximately 4:25 p.m. here on our virtual Day 3. Yes, and you just heard Audio Street Fair Blues 2 and Audio Street Fair Blues 2 Preamble. Hope you enjoyed that. It's kind of like a journey, right? Just walking back and forth through that street fair. Definitely the kind of thing that you get a sense of the place and the time and the music blending in and out. Very hypnotic, man. It's cool, you know. And I actually have not listened back to it too much yet. I heard a little bit of it here and there. I got to listen to more of it, you know. I really do. But anyway, yeah, so it was a success, definitely. So I am continuing on here in my little recording session. I just recorded the previous track a few moments ago. And I just want to get this one going, because I have another track I just recorded earlier today. For the record, today is Thursday, June 5th, 2008. And today in New York City, I recorded on my way into work. You know, walking through New York City and at lunch and then after lunch. And recorded a little piece I like to call Space Jam. That is the name of it. You know, each track has to have sort of a name. Sort of my New York City audio. This is called Space Jam. And it's just me talking about a wide variety of topics. I mean, what can I say? But I do discover, I go to a place I've been meaning to go to for a long time, and it was very amazing and very dreamlike. And I actually don't know how long this piece is, but I can probably go check if I go across to the other side of the room here. Hold on. Maybe we can just do this. Hold on. All right. Here we go. Hopefully the microphone cord will reach. Space Jam. Ooh, Mr. Jesse's on the chair. Hi, Mr. Jesse. We'll see in a moment here. Yes. Just give me a second. Space Jam. My today's journey in New York City is... you can see I'm in the middle of... I haven't really done... I've just started the production process on it. And we'll see. I don't even know how... It's probably like an hour and a half or something, if I had to guess. Hold on. Here we go. Wow! No! Wait a second. It's 2 hours and 42 minutes and 25 seconds. What? Now, wait a second. Yeah. Wow. I'm like shocked. It just in one day I recorded that much? Yeah. I think so. Yeah, man. I'm shocked. Really? Wait, so in the morning I recorded like maybe about a half hour. Then at lunch I recorded a couple, I did like another 40 minutes. And then later on I recorded quite a lot. So, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, strange. No, I really didn't think I recorded that much today. That just goes to show you, you know, it's easy to record a lot. So, yeah, Space Jam. Yeah, a lot of cool, like, I talk again about some philosophical issues. Hopefully not as, nowhere near as controversial as other recent issues. Discovery, I go on a journey of discovery. And I still really find it strange that the place I went was real. Because it was completely not what I was expecting. It was just, you'll hear it. It was not what I was expecting at all. It was like, I literally felt like I had dreamed this place and walked into it. It was so beyond anything I had ever experienced. So you'll get to hear it all. Like, I don't know, like now you want to hear it? My little Space Jam. Yes. It's just called Space Jam, you know, it's not really, it's not like my own personal recreation of the movie Space Jam, no, it's not like that. I do mention the movie Space Jam a bit in there, but I think, right, well, yeah, Yes, I did mention it. But it's not like, I don't really even remember the movie that much for me to like recreate it. So that might not be a bad idea. I could just like recreate the whole movie. How would I do that though? Like just get the script and just like walk around and like do the different character voices. Like, hey, Bugs Bunny, hey, hey. I don't think I could do a good Bugs Bunny voice. No. I found out I actually did the voice of Bugs Bunny in the Space Jam. I was just listening to Howard Stern, an old Howard Stern episode. Billy West is the best. He's doing Grandpa Al Lewis. Yeah, yeah. It was great. Michael Jordan. Let me see if I can remember. Let me do a little quick recreation of Space Jam. Here we go. Universal Pictures presents Space Jam, starring Michael Jordan. Starting off, Michael... Here's the history of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was a great athlete. At a young age, he became an athlete of basketball. And then he became a great basketball player. And then... I think they did the thing with him playing baseball, yeah. And the aliens in space, the cartoon aliens, had a special TV set, and they saw Michael Jordan, and they're like, oh, we have the space cartoon basketball tournament. Let us go kidnap Michael Jordan to be on our team, because we have to play basketball with Bugs Bunny and Sylvester the Cat and Tweety Bird and Wile E. Coyote, etc. Okay, so they take our UFO. Okay, let us kidnap Michael Jordan. Okay. Now we have basketball game. Like, was that the story? I barely can even remember this freaking movie, Space Jam. Get out of here with Space Jam. I don't know. But anyway, I'm trying to think what else happened in this episode. Is it an episode? I don't know. It's very strange what's happening with the Overnight Skip Underground. It's like, it's becoming, it's like taking on a life of its own, you know? I don't know what to say. It's kind of cool, though. But, yeah. It'll be a good recording. Look at this. I got some great stuff here. These old TV guides. Three's Company. What is it really trying to tell us? What is Three's Company really trying to tell us? I want to read a whole TV guide on the Overnight Skip Underground at some point. Just, like, read the entire thing, like, some TV guide from, like, the early 80s. Oh, remember the show Family? The premiere of Family. The family drama that's real. One of the most critically acclaimed dramas of our time is backed by popular demand. Family. The realistic series that's as much about you as it's about them. John Saida Thompson. Gary Frank. James Broderick. Christy McNichol and Meredith Baxter Burney in Family. What was that show? I remember Christy McNichol. It was just a show about a family. The hell? It's funny. This is back when Aftermath was on. Tonight, even the losers will go home laughing. The 35th Annual Emmy Awards hosts Eddie Murphy and Joan Rivers. Hundreds of stars on the edge of their seats. This is from September of 83. Oh, God. So what do they have to say about Three's Company? Oh, wow. They look, all these premieres. Oh, yeah. It was about the start of the season. Yeah, Aftermath didn't really work out. I think they thought that was going to be the next big thing. The old magazines are the best. Really. Where the hell is the article? Paul Mall, a step ahead. Step up in taste. Step down in tar. What the hell kind of pants is that woman wearing? They had these, like in the 80s, they had like these weird pants that went up like halfway up like a woman's like chest, you know? It's very strange. Paul, do they still have Paul Mall? Of all the reasons to buy our phones, this is the most important. The most important one is GTE. Remember G? No, GTE. Benson and Hedges. I can't find this article. on Three's Company. Let's stop TV from spoiling our elections? What? Look, the cover has an article. All right, page 35. Where the hell's page 35? Oh, it's in... See, the first few pages are color, then the last few pages are color. All right. Here we go. This is like after Suzanne Summers. Was she the one that was on it? No. Yeah. No. Yeah. She had already left, and it's like a fake one. The author ponders the meaning of all the show's baby talk, double entendres, and slapstickiness. They called asking me to explain why Three's Company is one of the most popular programs on network television. I said I was too busy trying to figure out the sudden geopolitical significance of Chad. Huh? They said that Americans weren't interested in Chad. Americans were obsessed with Three's Company. And I was the one to explain why. Hadn't I, after all, written the definitive monograph on the strategy of the bite in vampire movies? Who is this guy? John Leonard? All right, then. Three's Company has been... I gotta switch pages here. Around longer than Chad. At least in prime time. What the hell is he talking about Chad? Priscilla Barnes. Priscilla Barnes was the replacement, I guess. Who even knows who she is? At least in prime time, which is long enough for the producers to have farmed out two dippy blondes and called up a third from the minors. Oh, okay. This is the third. Blondes, especially on ABC, are replaceable parts of the giggle and jiggle machine, like fan belts or vacuum cleaner bags. Remember Farrah Fawcett? What's her hair? What? Suzanne Summers was disappeared from Three's Company just as though she'd been a political dissident in, say, Argentina. In fact, the fact that Terry was once Cindy, who was once Chrissy, has in no way injured the sitcom in its Nielsen's. Why? Why not? I don't think I can read this whole article. It's too long. Oh, here's those rechargeable batteries from way back when. The black and white GE rechargeable nickel-cadmium batteries. Whatever happened to... You never see these any nickel-cadmium batteries, man. I don't know about those. Those probably didn't do... I think I had them, and they just never worked. I don't know. Ooh, look, a $2 rebate. mail this in to get $2. Ooh. Well, wait a minute. In 83, $2 is worth about $20 now, right? I don't know. Where is Janet, Joyce DeWitt, and Jack, John Ritter, abide? Janet, to the unbiased observer, is decidedly more attractive than Cindy or Chrissy or Terry. Although Jack seems not to know this. What are they trying to say? Janet is more attractive. Okay. Jack seems not to know this. Or anything else, Jack, of course. Or anything else. Jack, of course, in order to cohabit with Janet and or Cindy / Chrissy / Terry, must pretend to be a homosexual. I don't believe this, and neither would anybody else except Don Knotts. Oh yeah, that's right, Don Knotts was in the show. I don't think he was originally in the show, but then later on he's in the show. I don't know. This article just goes on and on. Why does Jack prefer Terry and or Cindy, Chrissy to Janet? Because Janet is not a dippy blonde. This is a problem in popular culture of the English-speaking peoples. All right, whatever. Let me see how long this article goes on. It goes on and on and on and on. Whatever. So if you don't remember the show, it was this guy John Ritter. And he lived with two women. But I don't think he was going out with either of them. They were just living together. And he was not gay, but in order for the landlord to allow him to live with the two women, he had to pretend he was gay. Because having a mixed gender roommates, I guess back then, was not okay. I don't know. But then there were these guys. Weren't the original landlords the Ropers? Like this older couple? And then they had their own show called The Ropers, and it was like one of the worst shows ever. And then Don Knotts came in as the... it was weird to think it was Don Knotts, because, I don't know. For some reason, I thought Don Knotts was really huge when I was a kid. I thought, he was, one of the biggest actors ever. He was pretty popular, but then it just seemed like the Three's Company thing, it seemed like a step down, but I guess if it was the most popular show on television, it was not a step down for Don Knotts. I don't know. Remember that movie, The Incredible Mr. Limpet? Kind of like Space Jam. It combined live action and animation. He was a guy that turned into a fish? Yeah, I do believe that's the plot. Don Knotts is a guy, and somehow he turns into an animated fish. Yes. I don't know. What am I doing? It's the middle of the night here. It's getting late. I gotta go to bed. Talking about the Incredible Mr. Limpet. Can we look that up real quick, just at The Incredible Mr. Limpet? Like, I remember seeing this. This movie was always on sort of like when I was a kid. It was like Sunday at like 4:30 p.m. You know, like a rainy day. Coming up next on Channel 9, The Incredible Mr. Limpet. You know? Starring Don Knotts. Let's see. Mr. Limpet. Someone's got to have something. Oh, here we go. Look, here's a scene from The Incredible Mr. Limpet. Starring Don Knotts. Here we go. Great.
Hey, that's Don Knotts.
Yeah.
The funny man from TV. You know, Don Knotts.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
And now Don Knotts stars in a big new color movie as The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Yeah.
Now, you may ask, what makes this Mr. Limpet so incredible?
He turns into a fish.
Well, as a man, Limpet's what you'd call a poor fish.
What?
If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Your assistant fish are so bright and cheerful.
Damn, that's some good acting.
Beautiful. Look at him, George. Always drawing into his shell, going off into his fish world.
But as a fish, Limpet is, well,
oh, the
he's
fish
incredible.
Looks like Don Knotts.
You are Henry.
Yes, George.
Is there anything I can do for you, Henry?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about my helping the Navy.
You in the Navy?
And go right to the top level. I don't want to waste any time on red tape.
It does look like
him. Has a secret weapon. He's incredible, too.
Why, he's fighting...
That's Limpet! The Capitaine! That's Limpet! That's Limpet! That's Limpet!
We've got the system now!
What, he's using sonar? What?
Fish has a wife in Brooklyn?
But she's not a fish, she's a real woman.
I knew I should have thrown you out the first time you came to me with this fish story.
He also wants a lieutenant's commission.
No.
Absolutely no!
This is a trailer? What is this? It's like the whole story.
Henry, is that you?
Don't you recognize me, Bessie?
Henry, you really are
a fish?
But he's like
yes,
a cartoon
Bessie,
fish.
You can say it.
I think you're actually still alive, and I'm married to,
a fish. Is that so terrible?
But it doesn't happen every day.
Yes, Mr. Limpet is sure to be the most incredibly delightful movie about a man who turns into a fish that you'll see this year.
He's the pride of the Navy and the song.
And four, count them four, new hit songs. Super Doodle Dandy, I Wish I Were a Fish, Be Careful How You Wish, and Deep Rapture. Deep Rapture. The hell. Warner Brothers presents The Incredible Mr. Limpet. Copyright MMMLXIIII. Fun for the whole family. Wow. Awful. So what year was that? Let me see if I can guess. That looks like it was... I have no idea. I'm just trying to estimate it in my mind. I'm thinking like a 58. No, let's shift it up a little bit to 60. No, I'm thinking 58. You know what? I'm just going to stick with it. My guess is 58. Totally wrong. It's 64. Damn it. Damn it. I'm off by 6 years. I was thinking to go up a little bit, but I was kind of, eh. Wow. There you go. He's incredible. Now, how did, let me see how he became a fish. That's the only thing I don't get. But he became an animated fish, though. He loves fish. He falls off a pier near Coney Island, where he found said he has turned into a fish. He just turns into a fish. Okay. Great. Oh, where's the music? The battery ran out. We have no music now. Now, wait a minute. I gotta get moving here. Here we go. We got some kind of music going here. Hello? Hold on. Don Knotts, what, he died a couple years ago, right? Let me see if I can guess what year he died. Wait a second. This is like the year guessing game. What year did Don Knotts die? It was kind of recently. I'll say it was like 2004 or 5. Let's say 2004. What do you think? Join in on the guessing game. Don Knotts died in 2006. Oh, off again. Wow, I'm not doing too good today. Here's some music. Yeah. Died February 24th, 2006. Huh. Can we get any more like Don Knotts stuff? Because of the TV guy. I was like thinking, why am I talking about Don Knotts again? Let me see. What do we say about this? Hold on a second here. Excuse me. Don Knotts. He was in 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. Wow. He was in a lot of shows. Let's see what we got for Don Knotts. TV Weatherman. Oh, here's like an old clip from like the Steve Allen show.
You mean you still haven't gotten through to the Weather Bureau? Well, Herb, I've got to get through. What am I going to do? I can't stand out here and stall for 5 minutes. I mean, this is a weather forecast. I'm on an entertainer.
All right, that's bothering. That's like annoying me. It's like... Don Knotts debut? Don Knotts tribute? How about the nervous radio announcer? From the Steve Allen Show.
Oh, are we on? Good ladies, afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Hi, everybody.
I don't know why, but that's like that kind of stuff is annoying me. Oh, Don Knotts and Andy Griffith, the Grape Nuts commercial. Let's try this one out.
Grape Nuts breakfast time.
Good. Crunchy little nuggets bursting with nut sweet flavor.
Well, first we got to exercise them.
Do we have to?
Now, that's our agreement. We got to keep slim and trim. It helps to eat the right kind of foods, like a post-Grape Nuts breakfast.
I do, honest.
And we got to exercise.
How all?
You want your post-Grape Nuts?
Barn.
Come on.
Wow.
A Grape Nuts breakfast fills you up, not out. Up, not out. Fills you up, not out.
That's kind of cool.
Up, not out.
Now he snuck over and he ate the Grape Nuts.
Up, not out. Fills you up, not out.
It says,
delicious.
It says, in the early days of TV, the stars of the show often did their own sponsors' TV commercials. That's kind of cool. Like you have a show, and then the actual just actors in the show, in costume, on the set, they just do the commercial. Here's another one for Sanka. Remember Sanka? Try this out. 763.
Hey, Malou's still sore at you, huh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you do. It never fails. You call her up and say real friendly. Real friendly. Thelma Lou, honey, sweetie pie, baby girl, doll face. How about meeting me for a cup of Sanka coffee?
Huh?
I got so much I want to tell you over a cup of Sanka coffee that's made from a blend of rich, flavorful coffees. And since Sanka coffee's 97% caffeine-free, we can drink as much as we want. Here, try it.
Caffeine free. Eee.
Sir?
Wrong with people back then. They didn't want caffeine?
Never. Hello? Thelma Lou Honey? Sweetie Pie? Baby Girl? Doll Face? How about... Hello?
They even had a laugh track in the commercial.
Never fails, huh?
First time. Try a sack of coffee in the nice-to-hold jar. The coffee for folks who love good coffee. Outstandingly good coffee. I appreciate it, and good night.
Wow. Here's another Sanka commercial. 1970.
I distinctly told you I wanted my apartment painted robin's egg blue. What does that look like to you?
It looks a little green, doesn't it?
Don't worry, darling. We'll fix it for you.
Sooner. All night long, the faucet drip, drip, drip.
I know, I know. I called the plumber.
If you're the kind of woman who gets plenty of stimulation from life, you probably don't need any extra stimulation from your coffee.
What?
Oh, Mrs. Tudor, I wonder if you would take another painting instead of the rent. I call this one Blue Dot.
Thanks. It'll match the red dot you gave me last month.
So if you find that caffeine adds to your
How
day,
long is this commercial?
You want to try Sanka brand decaffeinated coffee. Sanka is 97% caffeine-free. So all you get is a good, smooth cup of coffee. And isn't that all you really want?
Damn, it's like a little movie. It's like a whole minute long. Ugh. So when they say 97% caffeine-free, does that mean that 3% by volume of the entire liquid could be pure caffeine? I mean, that would be like hundreds of times more powerful than any coffee. Are they trying to say like it's... It contains 3% of the caffeine that coffee normally contains. They're trying to say that. Any more Sanka commercials? How about this one? This is only 15 seconds. This is better.
There's a naturally decaffeinated coffee that's so fresh, it's actually vacuum sealed while it's still warm in the bag. Sanka. Fresh ground, smooth tasting, and now in a new vacuum pack. Sanka decaffeinated coffee. Nothing's fresher.
Sanka. But, like, it's just decaffeinated. Like, they don't have, like, regular and decaf of Sanka. Sanka is just decaffeinated. Like, I don't know, man. I know some people can't, like, handle caffeine, but, I mean, like, isn't that kind of, it's like, you know, isn't that kind of part of the fun of coffee is that it's like a narcotic? You drink this stuff that you can get anywhere, and you get kind of like a caffeine high. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm not into the decaf. I like my caffeine. I like caffeine. The hell is this? Sanka 2 minutes. The hell is this? Oh, it looks like...
Sanka!
The hell is this? It's got to be a scene from some movie. It doesn't even say what the movie is. Cool Runnings, there you go. It's a scene from Cool Runnings, a character named Sanka. No. I just want, all right, one more Sanka commercial, then you can hear Space Jam. Yes. Or maybe we should just check out some scenes from Space Jam. I don't know. There's not that much more Sanka going on. How about this one?
From the most abundant plantations of the coffee country.
Another long one.
From the choicest of the coffee trees there. A whole new blend of the world's finest coffees. The new Sanka coffee. Make some sometime.
Sorry, I'm tired.
Make it any strength you like.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, the richness straight from those coffee plantations always cuts through. Reaches back. Discovers taste buds you possibly never even knew you had.
Yeah, man.
Fix it any way you like your coffee to be fixed. You just can't cover up this pure coffee goodness. Have another cup. Remarkably, this new sack of coffee is still 97% caffeine-free. You'll find the new sack of coffee at your store in this big new 8-ounce size.
It's still
this nice-to-hold new jar. Hold it soon.
I call it C-A-F-F-E-I-N, caffeine, without the E at the end. That's just odd. Here's what this person on YouTube said. I'm not sure who's a fan of decaffeinated coffee, but here's a retro spot for you. If anything, you got to love the tagline, hold it soon. Yeah, because it's like they're like, the bottle feels good. It feels good to hold the bottle. Yeah, man. Here's one more, Sanka.
June 23rd, 1927. The modern age has arrived. The coffee grinder goes to the attic, and the fresh taste of home-ground coffee goes with it. And people do without home-ground coffee. Before long, home-ground taste is forgotten.
What?
But not forever. January 15th, 1969. Freeze-dried Sanka brand coffee is introduced. The beans are ground, then fresh-perked, and freeze-dried. Home-ground taste returns.
That instant decaffeinated coffee, man. That's really not a good idea at all. Man, I was really never. I used to drink some of those instant coffees. It just never really works out. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work. I don't know. Somewhere in the freeze drying and then rehydration process, something is lost. I don't know what to say. It just don't work. It really don't. All right, enough of that. Let's see. Space Jam. Space Jam. Oh, here's that intro I was trying to imitate. Oh, it was Warner Brothers. I'm sorry. I was wrong. It's Bugs Bunny eating a carrot. Was it like it's in space? Wait a second. This is from what, 96? I do have a Space Jam pinball if you wanna. Yeah. I could play some Space Jam pinball. I believe I can fly. What? I believe I can touch the sky. Hold on, let me see if I can get my pinball going. Oh, this is Michael Jordan as a kid. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can. All right, hold on a second here. I see me running through that open door. I believe Michael? There's a young Michael Jordan.
What are you doing out here, son? It's after midnight.
Can I sleep, Pops?
Well, neither can we with all that noise you're making. Come on, let's go inside.
Let's fast forward. I'm gonna see if there's like some of those Muppet, not really Muppets, but Louis. There's like no cartoons. There's no cartoons in the early part.
Everybody, get up! It's time to slam now. We got a real jam.
What? Space Jam.
Everybody get up.
Alright, I don't know. Space Jam tribute? It's a tribute to Space Jam. Oh yeah, then I can be it if I that sort of, that friggin' Babs Bunny. She wasn't an original character, was she? They just wanted a female Bugs Bunny. Babs Bunny. Wait a second. Babs Bunny. Wait a minute. What? No! That was... Babs Bunny are cartoon characters. Tiny Toon Adventures. Now, wait a second. Who's the female Bugs Bunny in Space Jam? Is that, it's not Babs, then. Let me see. Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck. I'm not seeing it. Bunny. What the hell? Now, wait, this is going to drive me crazy. Lola Bunny. Oh, it wasn't Babs. It was Lola Bunny. Lola Bunny is a fictional cartoon character from Warner Brothers. Studios. She is a female rabbit and has been established as having a romantic involvement with Bugs Bunny. Originally, she was planned to be a one-time plot device character in the movie Space Jam, but in the end, she was much more popular than expected. And screenwriters liked her so much, they included her in more episodes of Looney Tunes. What episodes of Looney Tunes? Bugs Bunny's Crazy Castle? What? The name Lola Bunny was inspired by the King song Lola. Though the connections to transvestitism, as the song alludes, are unsure. What? And then there is a baby Lola Bunny in the baby Looney Tunes. What? It's getting... Wait, there's Tiny Tunes, but then there's Baby Tunes. So the babies are younger? Baby Lola? What? What's going on? I'm getting caught in like this loop of... I keep going down different pathways of references, and I can't stop. All right. That's it. We're going to play some Space Jam pinball, and we're going to listen to this my Space Jam, my personal Space Jam. Here we go. Check out some Space Jam pinball and then my personal Space Jam coming up in a moment here. Here we go. Trying it out. I have to use both hands, so I got to put my microphone down. Here it is. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Get ready for some Space Jam pinball.
We challenge you to a basketball game. We challenge you to a look who's finally ready to play.
From North Carolina, Edgar, Big Dick, Michael Gordon.
Here we go.
MJ.
Alright, that was my first ball. This is by Sega Pinball, by the way. Sega Pinball's not quite as good as, Williams and Bally were the best. Sounds like that song, Get Ready for This. Do, 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 do.
The hell? I lost my ball.
Free ball. Extra blue button, blue button, free ball.
Up the middle. Sweet, sweet.
Multi-ball. I got multi-ball.
Jackpot!
definitely is not one of the better pinball machines ever made. The end. That sounds like that song, Get Ready for This. God, I'm tired of this game. Alright. Alright, enough of Space Jam Pinball. I've had it with Space Jam Pinball. Let me just quickly look up that song, Get Ready for This, because I remember it's a really good song by 2 Unlimited. I mean, it's very well known, but back in the day, I had heard it, but I didn't know the name of it. And I heard it at Pleasure Island in Walt Disney World, and I was really like impressed by it. I'm like, this is the best song ever. And then I was at a wedding a year later, some other time, and I asked the DJ, what's the name of that song? And it's like, oh, it's Get Ready for This by 2 Unlimited. And I was like, oh, great. Then I bought the cassette. I bought it on cassette. I love this song. I think everyone does. Why can't good music like this come out anymore?
Y'all ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready. Get down with the sound, house on the ground, freeze when I squeeze, drop to you. See, the version I like is one that's like an extended non vocal mix. Let's see if I can find. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Is this the one? Yeah, man. Ultimate techno song. What the hell is this? Let me fast forward a little. See, he's that. What's the ultimate techno song? Attention, I have a new.
Let's get ready to rumble!
What the hell is this? Oh, it's like remixes. What? Thank you. Anyway, yes. Oh man, what is going on with this show? It almost seems like I'm like stoned or something when I do these shows, but I'm not. I don't smoke marijuana at all. I'm not into that at all. I never have been. It would be easier to describe the show like a stoner from New Jersey, like is all stoned and talks about all these different topics. Like that at least would be a way of an easy way to like describe what this show is like, but I'm not. Maybe I should promote it to like the that kind of crowd though. I don't know. You think that kind of crowd would like the show? It's kind of like, I think so. Probably people would enjoy the Overnight Escape High, I would think. I don't know. How does one go about that? Do I like what? Do I put an ad in Relics magazine or something? Like what do you do? I mean, how would I? I don't know. But there is that sort of like psychedelic aspect to the show, I guess. I don't know. Kind of this sort of stream of consciousness, you know. I don't know. How would I do that? Are any of you out there stoners who could help me? Like, how would I like promote it to that? I don't know. How would you? I don't know. Is it even necessary? No, maybe not. What? Look, here we go. I got to get ready for bed. Talk about get ready for this. I got to get ready for bed. Okay. Get ready for Space Jam. You're gonna enjoy it. It's 2 hours and 40 whatever minutes long. Check it out. Here it is. Good night.